Is God ever late? Listen to Adrian Rogers.
Over and over again in the Bible, we're told to wait upon the Lord. When you don't understand, don't be unwilling to wait. God has His schedule. God is never late, but He's never ahead of time. It's like the sun coming up. One thing about the sun coming up is you can't hurry it and you can't stop it. And that's the way God is. God is always on time.
And thanks for joining us for our study in God's Word today on Love Worth Finding. Genesis chapter 39 tells the story of a godly man named Joseph. Though he did nothing wrong, he was sold as a slave by his own brothers and bought by the head of the Egyptian guard, Potiphar. Hardship continued when he was cast into prison for a crime he didn't commit. He was completely innocent. This didn't make sense. However, as we learned yesterday from pastor and Bible teacher Adrian Rogers, Joseph did not demand to understand, fail to be faithful, or bow to bitterness. What else should we remember in times of trials? If you have a Bible handy, turn to Genesis 39 right now, as Adrian Rogers reveals the final two principles to remember when nothing seems to make sense.
What do you do when you're doing nothing wrong? When you're applying proper principles and nothing seems to make sense, you're being battered from every hand. What do you do when life doesn't make sense? Now, we have a lot of little cliches. When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on. That's a real blessing, isn't it? Or somebody says, just grin and bear it. Or cheer up. It could be worse. And generally it does get worse, doesn't it? Now, what do you do? Well, this chapter in the book of Genesis, chapter 39, is going to tell us some things that we can do. Some principles that we can apply when life doesn't seem to make sense. This is a chapter, I say, in the life of Joseph. Joseph, who was a man of God, who loved God with all of his heart, found himself in great difficulty. He had been sold by his brothers as a slave. He's carried down by a caravan into Egypt. And there he is bought by a man named Potiphar, who is the head of the Egyptian guard. And there he is a slave in Potiphar's household. Let's look, if you will, in Genesis chapter 39, verses 20 and 23. And I believe that will give us what we're talking about. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But now notice verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph. There he is in prison. But the Bible says, but the Lord was with Joseph. I want to give you some prison principles. How to practice the presence of God when you are in a dungeon, in a prison, and it is not your fault at all. Joseph here, as I say, was a slave. He was bought by Potiphar. He was put in charge of Potiphar's household. Joseph was such a man of integrity and such a man of industry that even as a slave, Potiphar found himself trusting Joseph more and more, and Joseph is rising higher and higher in Potiphar's house until finally he is taking care of all of the affairs of Mr. Potiphar. Potiphar so trusted Joseph that he said, the only thing I know that I really own is the food in front of me. It's all in Joseph's hands. Joseph was an incredible individual, and even as a slave, God was with him, and he is ascending higher and higher and higher. But Joseph was a young man, handsome, the Bible tells us, and virile, and Potiphar's wife began to lust after Joseph and tried to seduce him. Joseph refused Potiphar's wife. She took him by the coat and tried to drag him into bed with her. He refused with such vigor that he left his coat and escaped, fled, and was it Victor Hugo who said, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. She was so insulted, so embarrassed, that she decided she would get even with the young man, and she began to scream that he had assaulted her, and she disheveled her hair. She perhaps tore her clothing a little bit, maybe even scratched her face, I don't know. But she still had Joseph's coat in her hand, and she told the other men there, this young Egyptian tried to do this terrible, horrible thing to me. When Potiphar came home, it was reported to Potiphar, and Joseph is now cast into prison. He is totally innocent. He has been serving God, and now nothing seems to make sense. There he is in prison. Now, I want us to look at this story today, and I want to give you five principles. If things happen to you one day that do not make sense, they will sometime happen to you. Now, when it doesn't make sense to you, number one, don't demand to understand. Number two, don't fail to be faithful. Don't drop out. Keep on serving God even when you don't understand. Number three, don't bow to bitterness. Don't get bitter. Now, turn to chapter 40, if you will, and look in verses 14 and 15. Joseph is now talking to a butler. The butler's been cast into prison, and he's going to be released from prison. And Joseph knows that because he's a butler, he's going to serve in the presence of Pharaoh. Perhaps he can speak to Pharaoh on his behalf, and here's what he says. "But think on me when it shall be well with thee," that is when you're out of prison, "and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon." He said, first of all, I was sold as a slave, and now I'm in the dungeon. I've done nothing wrong. Mr. Butler, would you put in a good word for me? Because I need to get out of this place. Now, as I read that, I thought about Joseph's spirit and what a marvelous spirit that he had. As you read this, there is not a note of bitterness or complaint that is found there at all. It is a remarkable statement. He doesn't even mention the name of his brothers who sold him into slavery. He doesn't even mention Potiphar's wife. He doesn't mention Potiphar at all. He's content to leave them with God. Now, when things go wrong, when you're serving God and you're punished for serving God, don't get bitter. Here's a good verse, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. "For what glory is it if when ye be buffeted for your faults that ye take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God." What a great verse to describe the life of Joseph so long ago. We need to be very careful about this matter of bitterness. You're going to find yourself not only dropping out when things don't make sense, but if you're not careful, you're going to get very, very bitter. Bitter people are not nice to be around. Sometimes pastors get bitter. I know of a pastor who served a church for many, many years, and for some reason, the people in that church turned on him, and they began to criticize him, and finally, they dismissed him. And this pastor said over and over again, "How could they do that to me after all that I did for them? How could they do that?" And he was very bitter. I thought, the shame is that he didn't say, "After all I did for God," not for them, but for God. If you look to people to supply your needs, if you look for people to recognize your worth, you're going to be disappointed in life. And you're going to get bitter after a while. One of the greatest tests of life is this, not how you react when you're punished for doing wrong, but how you react when you're persecuted for doing right. Joseph had done right, but there's not a shred of bitterness in the life of Joseph. Why? Because God was with him, and one of the reasons that God was with him was the attitude that he had. Now, number four, when you don't understand, when life doesn't make sense, number four, do not be unwilling to wait. Do not be unwilling to wait. God will bring you out in His time. Notice in Genesis chapter 40, verse 23, "Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him." Now Joseph had said, "Look, when you get up there, when you get back into the presence of Pharaoh, remember me." But now here is Joseph languishing in prison, and the butler forgot him. And then you go down to Genesis chapter 41, verse 46, "And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. All of this time, this boy who had been sold into prison as a 17-year-old boy is there year after year after year is passing. Many of those years he spent in prison. Now, when you don't understand, don't get hasty, don't get feverish, and don't get impatient. Psalm 37, verses 5 through 9, listen to it. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Over and over again in the Bible, we're told to wait upon the Lord. When you don't understand, don't be unwilling to wait. I was speaking about preachers. Another preacher said to me, who was in a hard spot, he said, I know that God put me here. I just wonder if he remembers where he put me. God knows where you are. The very hairs of your head are numbered. And the God that was with Joseph when he was a lad, the God who was with Joseph when he was serving in Potiphar's house, was the God who was with Joseph when he languished there, forgotten in prison. Another good scripture that I found, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. God has his schedule. When you don't understand, don't demand to understand. Don't fail to be faithful. Don't bow to bitterness. Friend, don't be unwilling to wait. God is never late, but he's never ahead of time. The scripture that I read to you from Psalm 37 says that he will bring forth your righteousness as the noonday. It's like the sun coming up. One thing about the sun coming up is you can't hurry it and you can't stop it. And that's the way God is. God is always on time. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was that brilliant Russian literary genius and dissident. Many of you have read after Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a brilliant and a godly man. But because he was a dissident, when communism was so powerful, he was put into a prison camp. Later he was released and he told Senator Helms this story, and Senator Helms told it to me. Solzhenitsyn said to Helms, I hope you never know what real repression is. He told about how he was put into this labor camp and they took from him all books, all writing material. There was no radio. There was no television. There was no input from the outside world, and the prisoners themselves were not allowed to communicate one with another. All day long, laborious, back-breaking labor, with Russian guards standing there, armed and ready to shoot anyone who tried to escape. Solzhenitsyn said this went on day after day after day. I wondered if anybody even knew that I was here, much less did they care. He said, finally, I decided that I would end my life. But he said, my faith would not allow me to do that. I knew it would be wrong for me to take my own life. But he said, my mind then became twisted and perverted. He said, I had the idea that perhaps if I would try to escape, then they would shoot me. And I would not have taken my own life. They would have killed me. He said, I know that was wrong, but my mind was twisted. He said, I found the day that I was going to do it. I was sitting under a tree. They'd given us a few moments from the work. I was sitting in the shade of a tree. I saw the Russian guard with his gun. He said, I was ready to spring up. I'd almost put my hands on the ground, ready to spring up and run to be shot in the back. When he said, another man, a man that I'd never seen before, and perhaps I will never see again, perhaps was an angel, I don't know. But he came and stood in front of me. Remember, we were not allowed to communicate, not even to talk. But he looked into my eyes with a look of compassion and understanding, though not able to say a word. And he said he had a stick in his hand, a twig, and in front of me on the ground, he drew a cross and walked away. Alexander Solzhenitsyn said, I knew that that was a message from God, and what I was about to do was wrong. And I settled back down. He said, little did I know that all over the world people were talking about me, and in 3 days I would be a free man in Switzerland. In 3 days. Wait on God. Don't be unwilling to wait. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. In due time, He'll lift you up. When you don't understand, friend, don't get feverish. Don't you hurry God. Now, here's the last principle I want to give you. When you don't understand, when life doesn't make sense, don't let dreams dissolve. Don't let your dreams dissolve. Joseph had a dream. That dream was put in his bosom when he was a teen. Now, what was the dream? The dream was that one day the world's resources and the world's rulers would be at his feet. His brothers thought it was a foolish dream. But I want you to look now in chapter 41 and begin in verse 37, if you will, with me, and see what happened. Joseph is now exalted. He's out of prison. He has now become the prime minister of Egypt. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck and made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. This was the dream that Joseph had had so long ago. It was a God-given dream, and Joseph never forgot it, and God never forgot it. I don't know who first said it, but a wise man said this, and it's one of the greatest statements I've ever heard. Don't doubt in the dark what God has showed you in the light. The dark comes. Don't doubt in the dark what God has showed you in the light. God did not fail Joseph. God will not fail you. Did you hear that? He did not fail Joseph. And God will not fail you. Don't you let your dreams dissolve. No longer is his slave's hand a slave's hand. He's now wearing a royal ring. Off is the prison guard. On goes the beautiful garments that Pharaoh has put upon him. Off comes the iron chains, and on goes a gold chain around his neck. God is faithful. I wonder. I've thought about it. You know what Pharaoh said? He said, listen, Joseph, nobody in all the land is going to do anything, even move their hand, without your permission. Joseph, you're in charge of everything. Now, remember, it was Potiphar who was the head of the Egyptian guard. Can you imagine after the announcement is given and here comes Joseph riding in the second chariot and a herald goes out there, bow the knee, bow the knee, bow the knee. And in all Egypt, they're bowing down to this boy. This one who did not fail to be faithful. This one who did not demand to understand. This one who did not bow to bitterness. This one who was willing to wait. Old Potiphar goes home. He and his wife are eating. He says to Mrs. Potiphar, wife, do you remember many years ago that you said there was a house slave that had tried to molest you? Do you remember that story? Well, yes, I remember that story. Well, for your sake, I hope you were telling the truth. I report to him tomorrow. You think about it. Oh, friend, there's coming a day. There is coming a day when God's going to make everything right. Don't you lose your faith when it doesn't make sense to you. Just because it doesn't make sense to you does not mean it will not make sense one day. Serve Jesus. Never quit. Give Him your heart. Give Him your life. And don't ever, ever, ever lose your dream. You say, I never had a dream. Get one. Get one. The Bible says your old man shall dream dreams. Get a dream. It's always too soon to quit. Never too late to start. Now, friend, you need to know Jesus, because Jesus is the key to all of this. In the Old Testament, those saints looked forward to a coming Messiah. Today we look backward to a Messiah who came. All of us look upward to Jesus when we're saved. Would you like to be saved? You can be saved today. Pray this prayer. Dear God, I am a sinner. My sin deserves judgment, but I want mercy. Lord, I do not want to die and go to hell. I want to be saved. Jesus, you died to save me. You promised to save me if I would trust you. I do trust you. Come into my heart. Forgive my sin. Save me, Jesus. Pray it. Save me, Jesus. Save me. Did you ask Him? By faith, thank Him for doing it. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. I believe you've done it. I receive it by faith. I don't look for a feeling. I don't ask for a sign. I stand on your word. And now, Lord Jesus, begin to make me the person you want me to be. I'm weak, but you're strong. Help me to grow. And Lord Jesus, I will make this public. I will not be ashamed of you. In your name I pray. Amen.
And if you call on Jesus as Lord and Savior today, would you let us know about it? Go to our Discover Jesus page at lwf.org/radio. You'll find resources and materials there that will guide you as you begin your Christian walk. There's also an opportunity to tell us about your decision at the bottom of the webpage. Welcome to the family of God. We can't wait to hear from you. Go to lwf.org/radio and click on Discover Jesus. Now, if you'd like to order a copy of today's message on CD, request one by the title, When Nothing Seems to Make Sense, and call us at 1-877-LOVE-GOD. You'll receive the entire message on your CD. This message is also part of the powerful series, Practicing the Presence of God. For the complete collection, 5 insightful messages, go online to lwf.org/radio, or you can call us at 1-877-LOVE-GOD. Or write to us at Love Worth Finding, Box 38600, Memphis, Tennessee, 38183. Thanks for joining us for today's message. Remember, there is coming a day when God will make everything right. Serve Jesus and never quit. Give Him your heart and your life, and don't ever lose your dream. And be sure to join us next time for more profound truth simply stated right here on Love Worth Finding. A listener called about this very message that we've heard today and said this: thank you, Pastor Adrian, for this message when nothing seems to make sense. I've been struggling and I want to be faithful. Your message encouraged me, and I just want to let you know that God used you in a powerful way. Well, thanks for reaching out with that. We are honored to walk alongside you in every season of life. As a thank you for your generous gift right now, we want to send you our Build Your Faith booklet collection. This bundle includes 5 powerful booklets that give insight into the heart and character of God so that you can know Him and build your faith on Him no matter your circumstances. We'll also include the Gospel of John for you to use as a tool to share your faith. Request the bundle when you call with a gift right now at 1-877-LOVE-GOD or give online at lwf.org/radio. Again, thank you for your generous support of Love Worth Finding.